Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froehling. Joining us in this segment, Eileen Daneman, Vaccine Liberation Army, a well-tenured researcher and activist for all the things we need to know. Robert F. Kennedy said one time, each time a person stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others, they send forth a tiny ripple of hope. These ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. Because the truth will set you free. Once you learn it, their lies have no power over you anymore. You are liberated. You are free. And you have the benefit now of a higher form of vision where you can see these lies and recognize the liars. And just like any bad thing that you don't particularly want to partake of anymore, you can just turn it off, and it has no effect and no power on you. You are truly free. And this is the game, the challenge that we face today, is to stop taking in their twisted versions of reality and realize exactly what they are. Frauds, liars, cheats, manipulators frequently pay for from the public purse, as we've determined so far. Tell us a little more about Lucifer, where we left off.
Right, top of the hour with Lucifer and Ahriman. So this energy that's an oval surrounding the moon and the earth, which is the Ahriman Lucifer energy. So the Ahriman energy is greed, you know, matter, materialism, really stuck here on this material earth plane with unethical behavior, money, fear, that lower frequency. The Lucifer frequency is for those space cadets among us, you know, who like la la land, totally la la land, you know, light la la land, not balanced. Now, you made a good point here, and I'm going to try to explain to people how they can protect themselves. So what happens is that the reason we're able to see the trees and the cars and the houses and all this material stuff is because our bodies are, you know, our bodies that are covering our soul, as it were, our bodies are made up of minerals, proteins, all the animal, plant, mineral that our evolution has come to this. And so we're able to see outside of ourselves because the earth is made up of the same stuff. So that's why we're able to perceive things. Now, we have what appears to be a very concrete earth and a concrete existence here. Well, this energy that's surrounding the moon and the earth, Rudolf Steiner talks about as these hellacious energies, they actually want to create a planet of themselves. In order to do that, you know, they have to suck the minerals out of the earth plane, out of people. Sounds like the Anunnaki too, but anyway, that's what they're doing. And so therefore, they're like transmitting a certain frequency. Now, they're invested in getting people sick because frequencies are lowered when they're sick. They're invested in getting people fearful because their frequencies are lower. If you're sick and you're fearful, you know, you actually are like a radio receiver for this lower frequency. That is the danger. And so what happens is that some people are like unwitting hosts of this energy. Like you, when a politician, you know, makes a bunch of politicians makes laws, you say to yourself, how could this possibly be? How could they decide something like that? It's because they are acting as hosts for this energy. So if you want to call it satanic, or you want to call it Lucifer, Ahriman, whatever, Lucifer and Ahriman are walking the earth by virtue of being received from the receivers, which are normal human beings who are radioing out their frequency. So when these politicians make decisions, and when these doctors make decisions, and the scientists make decisions to do gain and function research and such, they are actually acting as hosts in order to make the world sicker, you know, so that more of the world, and it's getting very, 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 very hot in the oven right now, that more of the world are on that frequency. Now, Rudolf Steiner talks about that the natural evolution of man and the earth in combination there has gone through four stages already. First stage was a Saturn stage, which I understand was like the earth's original first sun. First a Saturn stage, then a sun stage, then an earth stage, and then a moon stage, then the earth stage. We're right now in the earth epoch. And what happens, the next stage is the fifth stage. It might be correlated with the fifth dimension, but the fifth stage is the Jupiter stage. Now, Jupiter in Vedic astrology and all that is called Guru. So we're actually moving towards, in our evolution, you know, the Guru stage, you know, the enlightened stage of the fifth dimension. That's our natural path. But this eighth sphere energy that has taken hold of a vast amount of people on this planet. These people are going towards the eighth sphere, not the fifth sphere. And that's what Rudolf Steiner calls hell. So that's what's happening now. So the most important thing, now for instance, I went to a conference with Steve Quayle, you know, Mike Adams and all that last year, and a whole audience of Christians, like 3,000 Christians or whatever. So meanwhile, probably half of them, if not more, I don't know how many, vaccinate their children. So I am saying that every mother, every father who vaccinates their children are actually being hosts for this satanic energy, this harmonic Lucifer energy, of which they're making their children sick, so that children grow up with the ADHD, the ADE, the OCD, you know, the neurological problems, the whole nine yards, because they're becoming sick because that's the plan. Anyway, so what you have to do is you have to maintain a higher frequency. So in order to maintain a higher frequency, you can do what Jesus said, which was, go into your closet, close the door, meditate, you know, become one with the Father. That would mean transcend the source. So most people who meditate, I do transcendental meditation. Most people meditate, they transcend to source, which you could call Father. Okay, so that would be the Christian way to go. Other ways to go, all those meditators, all those people, you know, who are from the Eastern point of view, you know, you have to maintain your frequency. You know, because if you lower your frequency, you're going to be caught in this specter. So that's all I can say is that you have to keep your frequency high.
Oh, indeed. I brought something like this up on a show May 28th, 2020, and was starting to talk about the Luciferian trap, Lucifer and Company. In 1920, an organization was formed. And it was called the Lucifer Trust, and it has offices at the UN, New York City, Whitehall in London, and Geneva, Switzerland.
George, that's the Lucas Trust.
They renamed it in 1922. That was my next sentence.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't a good PR move, and then they renamed it. So Alice Bailey wrote a very good book about that, and it's just probably something we should have to learn about these sorcerers and what they do, their hierarchy, their ascended masters, and their master plan. And their master plan, of course, is to take possession and control of our biosphere and turn it into their use. They still meet regularly at the United Nations, and it's something, you know, I was fortunate to keep a chapter of a book on them saved in my account so that I could go over it again at a later date and use it more widely. But it's very important for us to understand that this deep state really isn't a state of peace. as we understand it. The invisible government of these bodies, like Lyndon Johnson explained when I mentioned his Masters of Infinity at the beginning comments in 1958, that they can appear in dense physical bodies or etheric bodies and do their dirty work. And that puts us at quite a disadvantage because we don't know that they're even there. And we may have inklings or make comments about what various things are, but by and large, to be initiated as a, you know, a leader or a controller of human destiny, you're pretty much going to have to live in league with them. And, you know, another one of, you know, a great book I read timely for this crisis, although it was an old one, was called The Virus Within by Nicholas Ragouche. It's just amazing. They were tracking a terrifying virus that hides in almost all of us. And the two researchers were poo-pooed by the medical establishment because of grants. And you had to just toe the line for whatever you're saying. And in that days, it was AIDS research. So if you want the money, you got to sing the song. Exactly. If you don't sing the song, you don't get any money. But these two stuck with it. And there's a minor character in that book just starting to develop, Anthony Fauci. So he's got a long, long tenured history in putting a monkey wrench into research, twisting it, perverting it into some master plan. And he's someone we have to be very, very leery about, especially with the revelations from Fox about where the money went, how it went, who's behind it. Steve Hilton's reports are just absolutely spectacular. And even in the beginning parts of one of them, I think it was the second one, you know, they mentioned that Kamala Harris's mother worked in the research field with this stuff at the beginning. And one of these chimeras, they call it chimera viruses, actually had AI in its number, which jumped out at the screen from me. And then one of the research animals, for lack of a better word, that they used was a humanized mouse.
Right. Yep. So the Anthony Fauci, he's been made Biden's right-hand man as far as the COVID-19 is concerned. And even though this has been out with Steve Hilton for, what, a month now, have we heard that Biden was, making anything accountable? I mean, look, is Fauci going to be accountable? Is Biden himself going to be accountable with Hunter Biden? Is Clinton, is Comey, is any of them being accountable? No, it doesn't seem so. So the thing is, it's hard to fix the problem on the level of the problem. And and whether this is really end times or not, the fact is, you know, there's been end times many times before that people thought it was end times, and maybe it's not end times. But in any case, that these people are not being held accountable for all these years. You know, we've gone through like, years of being with Trump of listening to the, this and that, and Trump's going to be the president of the Republic, and Nassara and Gassara is going to happen, and March 4th, the president, no, it didn't work out, whatever. That's very luciferic, where people are thinking, and I was very hopeful for these last couple of years. I mean, I was right in there listening to Simon Parks and, you know, people like that, and, you know, I'm like, we're at the edge of like hoping that Trump was going to, And the Supreme Court, I mean, we're going to actually, you know, call the election false. You know, we got to a point where it's like, okay, I got to a point where I said, okay, fine. Let me close my eyes and meditate until something emerges. It was just too much of a struggle for me to hold on to this, you know, whatever it was of this hope, and it's always like tomorrow, accountability, tomorrow. Anyway, I got to a point, then my website crashed. So I myself have had a lot of lucid experiences in my life, And as a matter of fact, even though I'm a transcendental meditator for 40 years, you know, TM from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, I've had a lot of experience of being with Jesus when he was on this planet, you know, if in fact he was. So, you know, I'm pretty balanced between the East and the West here. And I'm just saying right now, I have never seen anything like it of the corruption, you know, and that's why the Steiner thing makes a lot of sense to me. The corruption is so profound through so many ways, including the fact that these mothers, they're actually unwittingly serving Satan, you can call it, by vaccinating their children. It's just so much for me that I've decided that, you know, the best thing I can do is to, like, I'm letting my website go because, you know, I'm not going to fight against that. I think, you know, I was told actually by, you know, my special lucid experience 40 years ago, it was like God in the burning bush, you know, to take care of the children. So I've done what I've done until now, and it's like, you know, it's like all of a sudden I'm out of business, as it were, and that's fine because I can relinquish what I've done, because what I've done has been a mission and a purpose and a dharma, you know, from the highest level. So I'm finished with it, so I don't know what anybody else is doing, but I'm looking at what's happening. I saw a video of 20 people without masks going into Trader Joe's and just swarming around the place. But most of the people there, the young people, the people who work there, they were screaming at these people. So we're in a situation, I can't walk through the woods with my dog without people walking through the woods with masks on and jumping aside, you know, like I have leprosy. You know, this, you know, we've got so many people, human beings, that are afraid and are buying into this, that is like pretty heavy. And the other thing is the international, you know, World Bank, the International Monetary System, the way they have this gone all through the world is that they have actually gone to each country and said to them, they gotta do this, or they're not gonna get their funds, or they're not gonna get this, or they are gonna get that. You know, they have actually gone through all these countries and have put them on the playing field by threatening to take away their funding or not giving them funding. This is huge. This is a planetary thing. Everybody has to know this is planetary.
Oh, indeed it is. One of the great novels and movies about what we face, of course, is 1984. That is almost required reading or viewing to get yourself in tune with what's kind of happening before us. That classic picture of Winston Smith sitting in a corner with the telescreen on the wall with Big Brother making his speeches. When I saw that again, and many other people have seen it too, because I see the pictures being used a lot, but I just called my blog on that working from home. This is what you've been seduced into by fear, is to actually enter the Orwellian sphere and like it. Mm-hmm. And when I went through some of the quotes from 1984, there were some that gave us great hope and some that told us of the great danger. One of the great danger quotes is, "We know that no one ever seizes power with the intention of relinquishing it." That's very true. And then one of the great lines from the book is, "If you can feel that staying human is worthwhile, even if it can't have any result whatever, you've beaten them." So that's mm-hmm. something to keep on your plate, is you beat them at a very powerful psychic level by not surrendering to it, even though you can't show it or display it, but in your mind you've set up a reality where you've beaten them by remaining human, and whatever they do doesn't have power in that little bit. Another great line is, "Until they become conscious, they will never rebel, and until they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious." So that's quite the difficult one to play with. But Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in shapes of your own choosing. This is what we see with what they've done to us. It's a cult indoctrination. They've shattered your existence and bring in this new normal, putting you back together. And the Brits are very plain on this will never end. There'll always be a new variant. There'll always be something to keep you basically enslaved in your own world, in your own mind, in your own existence with this fear. And the only way to beat it, of course, is to let go of that fear. I work without a mask. I have no fear because I don't believe what they're telling me is true and that it's real. One thing I did almost, you know, for humor some time ago on Power Hour is I played the little clip from Star Trek when they're at the OK Corral. And the enemy comes in, they're going to shoot the Trekkies, but it's a synthetic artificial environment existence that they're in. So Spock has to teach them the bullets are unreal. And he does it with the Vulcan mind meld. Well, I know this is not real. So it can't hurt me unless I give it the power to hurt me. And I do that by manifesting fear. So don't do that. That's one of the lines in 1984, too. Reality exists in the human mind and nowhere else. So you create your reality. Do you want to shiver in fear at every person that comes near? Wear your mask. Take the injection, just be a robotoid to whatever dictates are sent your way? Or do you just throw your fear away and embrace what's around you? Because then...
Well, you know, that's a really bottom line because, you know, I realized a while ago that people are afraid to die, you see? So even people like the old people that are 90 years old, they're sitting in a wheelchair, drooling, having 15 different, pharmaceutical tablets that they're taking, and they're just afraid to die. The problem is, the reason fear has taken hold is because people, it's pretty primordial, you know, that people are afraid to die. So it really gets you back to, you know, a higher frequency.
Okay, well, we'll continue with that on the other side of the break and then maybe get into some of the details of another video we were sharing. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. Your liberation is at hand. You just have to create that thought in your mind.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hey everyone, Jason here on behalf of the Power Hour team. Wanted to let you know about the President's Day sale special going on right now through this Sunday, February 21st. What is it? It's 10% off everything at thepowermall.com. You go to the Power Mall, you see something, boom, 10% off online at thepowermall.com. Or you can call us 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Don't wait. Place your order today. Sale ends this Sunday, February 21st. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyen, joining us, Elaine Denneman. We thank her for coming on early and getting some more swings in the fight. We shouldn't be afraid of death. Death is just part of the circle of life, and that is the natural thing. Pretty much, I would just speculate we return from where we came before and get another kick at the can in some sort of manner that we just don't understand because it's never been explained to us, because maybe the people who have the power would never tell us, because if they did, they would lose part of their stranglehold upon us. So it's not something to fear. And if you do fear death, definitely don't take the injection if you have pre-existing conditions and you're quite old. Jim Stone was reporting on his website that he was seeing about 550 minimum deaths a week reported at VAERS, the vaccine severe reaction reporting forum. And he said it could go as high as 2,500, but he didn't have the time to go through all the parameters of all of them because he'd just be lost in a morass. But there were many clusters in nursing homes that had no deaths or were very minorly affected by whatever's going on. And once they were inoculated, they dropped like flies, they say. So I would be remiss to take this. It's an experiment. It is not a vaccine. It is a treatment. It's an injection of biocode that will do permanent changes to your body. There's legal and ethical reasons not to take it. One of the big ones is if it changes your DNA and it becomes something else and that change has been patented, does the patent holder own you? I would probably say that would be worked out in the affirmative in the long run. And if you're changed and you're not exactly human anymore, how can I kill you? You're not human. You're no different than the lab rat that's in my cage. It's just you look more like me than something else. Those are very important things to think about. And one of the other ones that was just chilling in Robert Kennedy's video that we were talking about is Bill Gates is buying the seed banks. There's 15 seed banks. He wants to buy them all, wants to genetically modify the plants and patent them. So he will be the master of destiny as to what could be on your plate and what exists and what doesn't. They're also working on sending up something into the air to block the sunlight, and he's already patented plants that grow in low light conditions. So is this an extermination process of all life on Earth, or changing it into what in the Ten Commandments they call an image of what it used to be, but it's not what it was? And if they create this image and we become the image and we eat from the image, what are we? We're a chimera now as well. And those are very serious issues that, for some strange reason, the scaremongering politicians just don't seem to bring up. It's a whole new world at that point, one we never speculated on. Johns Hopkins, through Mr. Gates, put up $870 million in the antigen project, because that's what's in this inoculation, antigens, which is a fancy word for poison that they're putting, you know, in the old days it was just thimerosal was a big thing in the vaccines. And, you know, I always like to tease and do things in jest, but, you know, imagine, you know, Mary Poppins coming along, you know, with just a spoonful of thimerosal and shoving it into children's mouths. That's what they're doing, is giving you another poison to put into your body. And this one may be the ultimate poison. Maybe it will come out lucky. Maybe it's not the end times, but this is as close as it's ever got at this point. They want you to have an IP number. It's already been planned. That was at the 2019 Barcelona World Mobile Phone Conference that Pastor Rick Wiles went to. He came out green after he was in that meeting about what they're going to do to you and how you'll be hooked up to the, you know, the Internet of Things, and that they've established the central entity computer to run everything, and that you'll be controlled, paid for through the various digital money platforms as well, so that your slavery will be complete. There'll be no buying, no selling without this mark of the beast that will control every facet of your life, including them probably being able to, as Boris Johnson said in his speech, your mattress will read your mind. Your toaster will spy on you. And I don't doubt for a minute that thoughts won't be implanted therein to tell you what to think and believe. And it'll be done automatically. You won't have to buy the New York Times. You won't have to turn on CNN, which is a shame for them. They may end up extinct then, because the master mind will just put it all inside you. But your connection with the Father, with higher power, with our Creator, with God, will be broken. You'll be on a different frequency. This is part of it. Your DNA is a living transmitter to communicate. And they don't tell you that exactly. They always, at best, tell you to have a medium to use to get to a higher source and a higher power. But it's within you. You have it within you. You are the transmitter, the receiver. And once you start to realize that, well, you can start receiving messages and sending messages. And you don't need the middlemen. They just did that to be middlemen for anything, to make money, to have a softer lifestyle, to control you. But you can get out of that control grid. It's all built into you. And you're off to the races. That's the battle. It's probably always been the battle, the yin, the yang, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge. One is carbon-based life, one is silicon-based life. We don't mix. We're here. It's been ours, and something seems to want to take it back. That's been well described in the Indian text, the Mahabharata, that it's been tried before, and we beat them. And I think we can beat them again, because it's a mind game, one that we can play too. And the biggest factor is to eliminate the fears they're peddling. A fear peddler is nothing more than Satan in a nice suit, making a big salary, coming on TV or the radio or through the newspaper. Turn them off. It's the easiest war that can ever be won. You just turn them off. Remember that movie Network? Talked about it many times. Turn them off. Right in the middle of the sentence, they're speaking to you. Turn them off. And they lose all their power. And you're free. Just like that. You don't need guns. You don't need big groups of people anywhere. You just have to recognize in yourself that you are the power and you have the power. The power to turn it off. And then, of course, by the same token, you also have the power to turn it on. And one of the things you should turn on, because we try our best, a humble little place, power our nation, and we get by selling alternative products, and they have a big sale, President's Day sale, going on through the Power Mall until Sunday, 10% off site-wide, excluding drop ship products. So that's a good thing to do. I make use of Power Hour products, and they seem to rejuvenate my body because I'm putting into it what Bill Gates and company took out. And once you have that back in, then you're in a balance. And you have that balance, you live, and you live well. You heal, you grow, and you're not enslaved anymore. They're working hard to take that away. In Canada, they want to change the way doctors do business, where it was allowed that you could work with herbs as a physician, as well as being into the pharmaceutical complex. But they want to remove that from doctors and just have it that you can only talk drugs. And even though you may have something that's completely natural, very safe, very effective, they won't be able to tell you about it or risk losing their medical license and being pulled on the carpet. Just like the Australian doctor talking about vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. That's radical. That's been understood for a very, very long time, probably longer than any of us have been alive. And for some strange reason, that old-fashioned crime has come back, heresy. And who's telling us we're heretics for doing what's right? Hippocrates himself said it was the food that was the cure. Everything's in your food, all the vitamins, minerals, nutrients that you need. It couldn't be more plain. And when you process food and take away all this stuff, what do you get? Diseases. A big, long list of them. And this is what they're selling us. Wear the mask. Infections are going up, oral infections, tooth decay, all kinds of hideous sores on people's faces, because you're not using your exhaust gases properly. You're trapping them and rebreathing them as opposed to expelling them. And that's just absolutely horrific. Good, fresh, clean air cleans everything out. If you want to clean out your mouth, something very, very simple that has been studied and does work is a mouthwash, because it's got a lot of alcohol in it, and it kills the bad germs and makes your mouth smell nice. And it even kills that nasty little thing they're probably trying to fear us with. All kinds of things are on your plate. You just have to take from them and use them. And this monster is no longer a monster. It's just, we're covered in viruses and bacteria. If we could see microscopically, we would probably be terrified and run away and just want to jump in a lake somewhere for what we'd see on our counters or what's on our bodies at any given time. But we have a working natural defense mechanism to deal with that. And this is nothing new. It's just they were playing games in a lab, and they either had an accident or they did something on purpose. One article I like on Dilyana Gaitanseva's website is Project G2101, Pentagon Biolab Discovered MERS and SARS-like coronaviruses in bats. I had her on the show in 2018, wish I could get her back, but they were doing research in 25 secret Pentagon locations. She was studying and looking into the one in Tbilisi, Georgia, and that they were getting bats from caves and infecting them and taking their samples under diplomatic cover to Wuhan, China. Well, imagine that. And maybe they left one at the fish market or the bat market or whatever, or lost it. But this has been an American government project, and they were spending, through the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, $2.1 billion to work on this stuff. The Cooperative Biological Engagement Program. And they do it with all sorts of other countries. So the argument that we have to do something to keep up with the Joneses or the Sovietskis or the Chinese or anything else is redundant, because we're sharing all this information between the labs of the various countries. There are no secrets. I'm rereading an old book that's been sitting on my shelf, too, The Rise of the Fourth Reich by Jim Mars. He gets into a lot of that, too, about the space programs and how they were both being done at the same time in Russia and the United States through NASA, but that they were sharing information, and that hidden hand of power was working on both. And he alleges what I assumed before, too, that we are used as proxy armies to fight battles for species or other forms of life that we don't understand, because they seem to have a weakness to not be able to appear before us or just take over in our dimensional realm for one reason or another. Whatever that weakness is has to be discovered and exploited, but they have a weakness. They're not all-powerful, or they would have done us in a snap of a finger. So there seems to be a big power play involved. It goes through all time. It's an omnipresent war. It's in the past, it's in the present, it's in the future. It's being fought on all these fronts at the same time, but we're in the straitjacket of time, so we fight it here. And I think we're doing pretty good. I think they got a couple of black eyes once in a while, and sometimes they walk with a limp for trying to exert too much suasion over us to take us, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, into the drink. Tell us a little bit about the results of this injection, the anaphylaxis. That was a very important thing in the other video we were looking at, and then those sabotaged swabs that they put into our head. Even my son figured that out very, very quickly to say, you know, what are they drilling for, oil? Well, cranial fluid. But, you know, there's absolutely no reason you got to go that deep in your head to get a sample. You know, it just defies reason. Like, you're not taking something out. It's very obvious you're putting something in.
Yeah, I think that, you know, remember at the beginning of this in March and April, with the COVID test, first of all, we have to know that for years now, the actual virus, David Martin mentions that if it was a natural virus, all right, it could not be patented. If they manipulated it just a little bit, it can be patented. So it seems that the SARS, you know, 2 is patented. The testing is patented. Everything's patented. So people, researchers have not been able to identify the virus because they're not allowed to, because it's patented. The tests are patented. So at the beginning, you remember, there was a lot of, scuttle about it being, about the COVID test being contaminated, you know? And, you know, the thing is that now I'm hearing that rather than a cotton swabs, that the swabs have some kind of silver, you know, silver in them. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think that intuitively that during the time that it was mentioned that it was contaminated, I think that a very good possibility that they were actually, you know, inseminating, you know, this virus, this pathogen, this parasite, whatever it might be, up in the nose, because why would you stick it, first of all, so far up the your brain that the blood-brain barrier is, you know, is vulnerable, and maybe they don't do that anymore, or maybe they do. So, yeah, nobody should get the COVID test. Absolutely not. Now, John Hopkins, some researchers about a couple of months ago, published the fact that they have discovered, they took a worm. Now, when you look at a worm, you think, oh, a little swiggly thing. But, you know, if you really get close up microscopically to a worm, the kind of worm that they fashioned this new technology, this new nanobot out of, It's a worm whose face has all these teeth. I mean, it's kind of pretty horrible when you really look at what they fashioned their technology after the worm. So John Hopkins people came out with the fact that they created this nanobot that actually takes the function of that worm so that it actually goes into your system and it like grabs on, they call it the gripper, and it grabs on to whatever it grabs on to like a worm would do. Now, that was pulled out of the public domain shortly thereafter, which makes us suspicious. But I think they very possible, and I didn't think at the beginning, I thought, oh, this is crazy, but I think it's very possible that to facilitate the spread, that this thing is probably aerosol as well. I mean, maybe the chemtrails and everything have something to do with it. Maybe if this really is silver instead of cotton, as far as the swabs were concerned, it has something to do with a valence, you know, something to do with negative and positive, something to do with perhaps attracting the metallic nanobots, you know. I don't know. But I think it's possible that people should not only not get the vaccine, they should not get the nanobots. Now, they should not get the COVID-19 tests. Now, I had a theory that... And I'm intuitive, so I don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming from a good place, I'm sure. But I was thinking that this nanobot that the RNA is put in the vaccine, it's surrounded by a lipid, you know. And I discovered, because I'm into essential oils, that the essential oils have terpenes. They're called terpenes, that they are actually solvent for lipids. So I have a theory, because I used to make the Lord's anointing oil from the Bible, but I'm not doing that now, unfortunately, but sort of fortunately, but how it is, that maybe if you actually put some essential oils, like in your nostrils and your ears, that if, let's say, something was coming in that had nanobot technology, that it might actually dissolve the lipid that surrounds the nanobot, which would mean that it would kind of stop it from going up. And the reason they up your nasal passage, so maybe the reason they're burying, you know, with this swab way up your nose is that if maybe you put some essential oils of your choice, because it has terpenoids, that would protect you better than a mask.
Well, I use essential oils all the time, and that is one of the ultimate recipes for your body, because the oils are a much stronger, concentrated form of the plant. And, you know, I've used them over various organs that may need help, and I've been using them up my nose as well, and rosemary oil comes to mind for me, and neem oil, and part of it is in 2009, you know, nanoparticles were introduced for nasal vaccinations to introduce these things inserted into your body, and Dr. Day was very, very clear about how they puncture the cribriform plate and actually go deep inside. There's absolutely no reason for that, because that membrane should not have really anything in it to take out. All the stuff should be in your nasal passages at the least. But because we lack the knowledge of our biology and what they're actually doing to us, like you look at the test, it's like you're watching a sword swallower or something. They're just shoved that thing so far back that, you know, it's beyond belief, and that probably accounts for the pain that people feel, is that you've punctured that cribriform plate. And that just tells me that they're putting in, they're not taking out, or at the very least, they're opening a passageway so that if something does go in, it goes deep inside and could actually turn into something that goes into your brain and really mucks you up. But basically, we're trusting, you know, demons and Satan himself to trust the medical profession and these patented lies. You look at any doctor who stood up and tried to say anything or do anything to challenge the orthodoxy here. It's just like, you know, the Inquisition. You're rounded up, tortured, burned at the stake, whatever they want to do. They'd even dig up your dead body and haul it to some sort of Inquisition and punish you again, like they did in the past, for daring to be a heretic and saying things. And that's only indicative to me that what they're saying is the truth. Because if it's a lie, I'll figure it out, and it won't take too long. And so will most people, because it won't be logical, and it'll just fall to pieces. And that's the end of it. But it's only the truth teller that really has to be chastised and punished. If someone talks dribble on Facebook, well, pretty much that's what Facebook is for. But when they get to something that rings the bell, their site's pulled. Mm-hmm. YouTube will take down videos. It's, you know, we have First Amendment rights. Those rights are inviolate. And when these people take it away, it's obvious who they are and what they're doing. You have the right to be an idiot and say something that's totally stupid. That's your God-given right. And I have no problem with that. But when you start to take it away, now we have problems. When the President of the United States doesn't have First Amendment rights, when Robert Kennedy Jr. doesn't have First Amendment rights, that's just something that's abhorrent. Because you have the power to turn it off if you wish. But, you know, I'm very, 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 very indebted to the Kennedy family for standing firm on many, many issues in spite of the fact that they had to pay the ultimate penalty for doing it, that the American people, that their country, that their philosophies meant facing death in the face if necessary. Doesn't get any better than that. Trump ran away, so I'm told. We don't run away. We're Power Hour Nation. That's why we're here. We're here for you. Joint collective survival. The lives we save may very well be our own. Thank you for coming out. Thank you, Eileen, for gracing us with your opinions. Until the next time, we're here for you. Bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.